Dr. Jan Chosen-Bays wrote a book called Mindful Eating, in which she identified 7 hungers. It is important to be aware of what hunger you are feeding when you are eating, as only some of these hungers are satisfied by food. So let's do a mindful eating practice, which will help us to become aware of hunger. For this exercise, choose a single raisin or some small amount of food, a single piece of fruit, cracker, or a chip. When you're ready, placing this food item on the palm of your hand. And the invitation here is to imagine that you have never seen this object before and to investigate the object and your experience of hunger as if it was for the first time, bringing curiosity to your experience. Begin now by sitting quietly, perhaps closing your eyes, and assessing your baseline hunger. How hungry are you right now on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 is not interested in food at all, and 10 is I'm famished. Where do you look in your body to decide how hungry you are? Can you give this a number? Now we are going to investigate this object with our eyes, noticing its color and shape and the surface texture. You can move it around or hold it up to look at it. What does your mind say it could be? Now rate your eye hunger for this item. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much hunger do you have for this object based on what your eyes are seeing? Have you got a number? Now we're going to investigate the object with your nose. Smell it. Then perhaps move it away from the nose to refresh, and then bringing it back again, taking another smell. What do you notice? How does this change your idea about eating the object, if it does? Rate your nose hunger. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much hunger do you have for this object based on what your nose is smelling? Now we're going to investigate this object with our mouth. Place it in your mouth, but do not bite it. You can roll it around, explore it with the tongue. What do you notice? And now taking a bite, but only one. After biting it once, rolling it around in the mouth and exploring it again, what do you notice? Now rate mouth hunger. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much hunger do you have for this object based on what the mouth tastes and feels? In other words, how much does the mouth want to experience more of this? Okay, now you could decide to take the risk and eat this object, chewing it slowly and really noticing the changes in the mouth as you are chewing it in terms of texture and taste. How is it changing? What is the tongue doing as you're chewing and as you're swallowing? What's happening to the flavor? Can you sense anything in the stomach now? Is it full or not? Is it satisfied or not? On a scale of 0 to 10, rate your stomach hunger. In other words, how much does the stomach want more of this food? And now we're going to bring awareness to cellular hunger. Perhaps closing your eyes again and becoming aware, or seeing if it's possible, to become aware of how this food is passing into the body. Absorption begins as soon as we begin chewing, actually. Are there any sensations in the body that tell you this food is being absorbed? How is it being received by the cells in the body? Now rate your cellular hunger on a scale of 0 to 10. How much would your cells like to have more of this food? Now we are going to move to mind hunger. Can you hear what the mind is saying about this food? Often the mind talks in shoulds or should nots. What thinking about this food is present? Is it telling you that you should have more of it? Or you shouldn't be eating this? Now rate your mind hunger on the scale of 0 to 10. How much would the mind like you to have more of this food? And the last thing we are going to rate right now is heart hunger. Is the heart saying anything about this food? On a scale of 0 to 10, how soothing or comforting is this food? Would your heart like to have more of this food? 10, if it would really, really like more, and 0, not. What number would you give? Try this practice out with different foods and drinks and at different times of the day. Becoming curious about what hungers are present is a first step in increasing our awareness of habits around food and eating and in moving towards taking better care of yourself and restoring a healthy and happy relationship to food.